Hey, princess. I know today's been rough so far. Work's been annoying. The people. But I figured I'd try to, lighten your mood a bit. Tell you all the things that I can't wait to do as soon as you get home. Yeah? Although, maybe you won't hear this at work. This little message I'm leaving you. Maybe you'll hear it in the car on the way home. Or maybe you won't hear it at all. You'll check the messages tomorrow morning, after I've already done it, and realize that I'm still that one step ahead of you. I always love how flustered you get when I admit that. When I tell you about how I'm just in your head. Because after all, Dom's job is staying within his sub's head. And Daddy's job is knowing what his little girl wants. I love it when you call me that. It just feels right. But I digress. Let me get back to telling you all those things I want to do to you. When you first get home, I'll have dinner prepared. All your favorites. Although, I know you like to eat whatever I make. That's fine too. But we'll have a nice meal. We'll talk about your day. And I'll hear all those things that annoyed you. And anything you had fun with. But after dinner's done is when the real fun starts. I'll take you into the bedroom and have you sit on my lap. And while I do that, I'll start to kiss your neck. Just a little. Not enough to make it too stimulating yet. That'll come later. I'll rub my hand along your thigh, hold you close with the other, and start to kiss your neck softer. Lighter. Just little pecks. That you know I'm here. And you just get needier and needier. It really is adorable. But no. After a while, after I feel like you've gotten prepared enough, I'll start to kiss a little bit firmer. Suck your neck and bite it a little bit. Just a little nibble. To let you know that I'm in charge, that I'm in control. I can see it now. You'll get weak in the knees, although you'll be laying on me, so not too bad of a deal. And then I'll slowly start to move my left hand up towards your breasts, playing, teasing, toying with them. I'll squeeze and knead them together, just enjoying how soft they are, how firm. And then I'll move to your nipples. I'm sure they'll be hard by then. And just start toying with them, pinching and rubbing the nipple, making tiny short circles around it with my fingertips. That should be fun. And my hand that was on your thigh will start rubbing a little bit upwards, snaking towards the inner thigh, rubbing a little bit firmer. You'll ask for me to touch your pussy, but I won't. Not yet, at least. Can't do that just yet. So I'll just rub your inner thigh and play with your breasts. Until you get so wet that you don't even know what to do with yourself. Whimpering and moaning. Begging out for daddy to give you what you want. What you need. But I will. Eventually. First, I have to make you prove that you want me. I'll have you get up off my lap. and kneel in front of me, in between my legs. You'll ask for permission to take my cock out, and I'll give it to you, but only after you ask nicely. And then once it's out, I wonder what you'll do. Maybe you'll try to take the entire thing into your mouth immediately. But I don't feel like you'd do that. A bit too fast. I feel like you'd kiss the head, lick the tip, just run your tongue around it. Take a little bit into your mouth, just enjoying the feeling it has inside of you. Even if it's not really pleasuring you just yet. And while I sit back and enjoy it, you'll look up at me with those big, pretty eyes. Obviously wanting to know how I'm feeling. To that, I'll just hold the back of your head and push you a little bit further down. After all, I'm patient, but I don't really take kindly to too much teasing. But you knew that. But that might be why you do it anyway. After all, you do like when Daddy gets all fed up with you. Makes me a bit rougher. Which I know you like. And if you did happen to, tease too badly, I'd have to bring you up into my lap, bend you over, and spank you for being a disobedient little brat. Give that nice ass a little bit of pink, or maybe red, depending on how I'm feeling. Or I'll just position my fingers right outside your needy, wet little pussy. And then start to spank you. So when you jolt, it pulls you forward onto them, giving you those quivers that you need. And while you whimper, while you beg, I'll slowly start to rub your clit. Small circles around it. Nothing too intense. Not yet. After all, I can't have you coming. Not without my cock. After you've done enough of that, learned your lesson, I'll bring you over to the bed, lay you down on it, and cover your eyes with a blindfold. After all, I can't have you seeing what I'm doing. It's too much fun to see your reactions when you don't know what's going to happen next. I'll spread your legs and just sit there for a second. And you'll feel my hot breath on your pussy. After that, I'll give one long lick up your slit. Feel my good little slut moan out my name and quiver around me. And once I see that, I'll go a little bit faster. Maybe push my tongue in between your lips. Insert it into that tight little pussy. Make you moan for me. More. Maybe I'll go straight to the clit. Lick it. Suck on it. All the meanwhile pushing two fingers in and out of your pussy. Yeah. Is that something you'd like, princess? Is that something you need? You need Daddy's fingers pushing in and out of you while he makes that clit so satisfied. But after all, you won't be able to touch me. If you do, you'll have to be punished. And you better not come before I give permission. Because then when I do fuck you, I can't be gentle. because if my dirty little slut wants to come, she has to make sure that I'm ready for her to. Otherwise, she'll come as many times as she can. Over and over. Back to back. With nothing in between. I can go for a while, princess. And I'm not sure that you can handle the entire time. Especially if I'm overstimulating you at the exact same time. I'd get undressed, hold my cock in front of your pussy, maybe get it wet with your juices and slap your clit a couple times with it, just to make sure it's still sensitive. And then I'll rub it up and down your needy cunt before pushing just the tip inside. You'll let out a soft moan, but know that more is coming, even if you can't see it. And when I finally do push inside you, I'll do it all at once. No time to get used to it. No time to prepare. Just 1 second, empty, and the other full. Nothing holding me back. I'm getting turned on just thinking about it, princess. I'll push all the way inside you. Then out. Then in. Faster and faster. While you drool and moan and whine for more. Such a good little slut. Maybe I'll wrap my fingers around your throat and squeeze. Just a bit. Or play with your tits. Use one as a handle and just guide you back and forth onto me. Yeah. Is that something you'd like? Or I could just go the normal route and abuse that pretty little clit. Rub it so fast that you don't remember anything except for my name and my cock. You'll forget where you are and just blank out, begging for more and for mercy. I'll make it hurt so good that you won't remember anything else in the morning. You'll just think back and get wet, knowing how good I fucked you. Stretch you out, make you remember exactly what my cock feels like, even when it's not inside of you. Is that something you'd want, princess? For daddy to fuck you so hard you forget your own name? It's something I need. And that way we'll stay for a while. Maybe moving positions a couple times. But the entire time, the only thing that matters is my cock and your pussy. Just how they join together. I know you want that. So do I. And when it's finished, I'll let you choose where I come. After all, I'm not heartless. If you want it in your mouth, I'll come in your mouth and let you taste our juices mixed together. If you want it on your body, I'll come on your body and let you feel how warm it is. And how nice it feels in your skin. And if you want me to come inside you, well, I'll come inside you. And we'll see what happens there. Let you feel my warm cum inside of you, sloshing around. I'll have you keep it in there all day. Or all night. I know you like how it feels. But after that's all done, I'll take you into my arms. We'll lay back against the bed, on the pillows, and bundle up. And we'll stay like that, all night. Until until we wake up in the morning and do it all again. But for then, just being close to each other is enough. Just cuddling and enjoying one another's company. Hurry home, princess. I can't wait to see you.